Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about a new AI tool called You.com. And I checked this thing out earlier today, and it's really, really interesting. It kind of takes ChatGPT to the next level as far as search engine type stuff. So for example, you can ask it a question and it'll give you an answer, and that actually will reference where it pulled the information from, which is amazing. I always think in terms of like back to high school when it comes to a lot of this stuff, like when ChatGPT came out, it'd be like, oh man, you could write so many papers so easy. But this is like, you could write research papers with graphs, all kinds of stuff. Jane, what do you think about this new You.com?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I've actually, I think that You.com's awesome. I went to the AI4 conference last summer, and I remember listening to someone from You.com speaking about some of the things they were building and being really impressed. And now it's cool to see some of these things like actually out in the wild. One of the big things that they're, you know, calling a big search breakthrough that they just announced is that they're able to answer what they're saying are multi-step questions. This is kind of interesting. The way I think about this too is like, a lot of times on Google, I'll search for something and I'll find the answer, and then like I need to go do like more research, and like, okay, well, if this is the case, then what is like this? I don't know. There's like, so it's pretty much like these multi-step searches that you're looking at, and it's cool that they're using AI to essentially say, hey, look, if you're searching for this, we know you're probably searching for these things next, and they give you a lot more context, which I think is really, really cool. In addition, I think something awesome that UAI is doing is they are building out an API. So I've actually, talked to someone from U.com because I'll probably be integrating this into AI Box, but essentially allowing you to, as a developer, take their technology and build it into your own technology through their API. So it's kind of exciting. They're doing some things that Google isn't allowing you to do there. And so I think when it comes to some of these AI search tools, there's going to be a lot of, I think Google's facing a lot of competition right now. And so I'm curious to see how they respond. But yeah, UAI is doing a pretty cool job on that.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this in the last episode, but Google has become so commercialized where you search a question, you don't really know, you know, is the answer you find, the website you click on, is it paid for? Is it not? How is it organizing the information? So, you know, to me, like having a tool like You.com, you know, I would maybe consider going there first if I have a question about something, because it'll tell me, like, it even gave an example on their homepage. It said NFL conference championship game betting moves, which is kind of silly, you know, if you're using it to bet. But and then it pulls up, you know, it pulls up, you know, some text, and it tells you exactly where it referenced the information. And then down at the bottom, it gives you the link. So like, you know where the information's coming from, which I think puts it ahead of ChatGPT in a lot of ways, because ChatGPT, when you ask it a question, will kind of make up an answer if it doesn't know. Where this draws it from actual websites. And, you know, from what I saw, like it drew it from, you know, actual reputable websites, not random blogs, you know? So I feel like trust-wise, like moving forward, I may use a tool like this rather than Google even. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. The other one that I think is going to be competing here as well is Perplexity AI. I see a lot of people talking about it, but it's doing similar things. And Perplexity AI is, you know, like quote unquote model agnostic, meaning like you can select if you want to search with their own in-house AI model or with ChatGPT or with Anthropic's Claude or with Mistral, which is like an open source model. So you can kind of pick which model. But I think something important that they're doing here is, unlike ChatGPT, it's citing the source where it comes from. You get a link to go look at that actual website if you need to like verify or fact check something. And I think that's useful because it's not always that I need to like necessarily hardcore fact check something that ChatGPT gives me, right? Like sometimes it's not that important and I'm like, hey, give me some ideas for this thing I'm doing. Like I don't need to fact check those ideas. It's just whatever off of, you know, ChatGPT. But sometimes I'm like, you know, like, hey, I'm like working on a research thing or I'm working on like a podcast about like this topic, you know, historically speaking, what has been the background of X, Y, and Z. And like in that case, I want to make sure I can fact check it so that, you know, ChatGPT isn't just like making something up. And I think that's where it kind of falls short. And you need a tool like You.com or Perplexity to kind of fill in some of those gaps. And it looks like You.com is coming up with a ton of really interesting like modes. So they have a smart mode, a genius mode, a create mode. and a research mode. They all do different things. I encourage people to go check out U.com, but I've just been really impressed by the innovation that they're doing and how they're kind of building this tool out.
Yeah, I mean, and we've talked about this in past episodes too. One of the flaws, at least, you know, at the end of last year with ChatGPT is that the information was outdated, where this draws from recent articles. Like, for example, the NFL conference championship just happened. So it, you know, it draws off of recent information, which is really helpful for, you know, up-to-date news and stuff like that. So pretty cool.
100%. One thing that I will mention in relation to U.com is the fact that, like all of their different modes are free to try. So as I'm looking at it, so they have, I'll just break down what their modes are really quick so people kind of understand, but like, do know they're all free to try. And then if you pay, you get like unlimited access to all of them. So they have smart mode. This is the default mode. But essentially it gives you quick, accurate replies with live web access. They cite it and they have sources, right? So this is what we've been talking about a lot. And I think that this is a really great tool. Then they have Genius mode, which gives you the multi-step logic, reasoning, data visualization, file uploads, and also it can create images. So that's kind of like the one that I think a lot of people are excited about. Then they also, I'll mention that Genius mode can answer a question and at the same time perform like a second command. So it can also be plotting answers on a graph or creating images for a story or, you know, whatever. Doing multiple things at once. Create mode is going to allow users to transform concepts into AI images or charts without, you know, having to do all these like prompt engineering stuff. You're not going to have to like, you know, really go, that's not going to be like your big struggle. And then finally, research mode gives you a really kind of comprehensive report with a bunch of extensive source citations, references. And this obviously is like, if you're doing decision-making, right? Like I was kind of talking about how the reasons why I would or wouldn't need citations. So you're going to want to use research mode if you need citations, and it's going to give you really in-depth citations on exactly what it's talking about. And I think that gives people a lot of peace of mind. This isn't just an AI hallucination that it's outputting, but like an actual valuable piece of content.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I think the ability for it to plot and chart data and make graphs is like overlooked a little bit too. That, I mean, to me, that's huge. I got a D in statistics in college because I was terrible at using Excel to make graphs, you know? So like the ability for it to do that and then be able to visualize information in such a short amount of time is like, that's amazing to me. So.
Yeah. So I've been really impressed. I'm super excited. I highly recommend anyone interested, go and try out, use new multi-step, you know, question thing, their new smart genius create and research modes. It's really cool. It's free. You can pay if you want to upgrade or whatever. But yeah, all in all, I think this is a great tool. And I highly recommend people use this as you're starting online businesses, as you're scaling your online businesses. U.com is a great resource from what I've seen to get really high quality outputs back from an AI model, and it's free. So, I mean, you know, doesn't cost you anything. In any case, thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast today. We really appreciate you listening. If you enjoyed the episode today, make sure to leave us a review, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.
See ya.